Oh, Cam, I have some breaking news on Cam's most recent request for
Oh,
Kat to go
shoot.
check the most recent thing that was in their text
Oh,
group.
God.
Kat texted you a picture of Isabel with no teeth, truly on her peak hockey shit, and you said keep her away from the other kids or she might knock one out.
Yeah.
Kat said worried she's going to knock out her best friend Chrissy's teeth so they can be twinsies, and you said we can only hope.
Ah, yeah. That'd be funny, though.
Yeah, that means come on the podcast.
Yeah. Right. It was before that.
That means open door policy.
Yeah.
Season 3, episode 76. I am your host, Chris Gear. I'm here with Doobie and Cam
Doobie?
Hasbro.
I wasn't sure if we were waiting for somebody to say Schmooby or what the deal was there yet.
I like how it was all on our minds, though.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Diehards and Pride Diehards. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Not so too bad.
Actually, I'm pretty gassed. I'm tired.
Not so too bad either.
I was in DC for a company retreat, and it was just a chaotic day. Like, I was out hitting a couple bars with some coworkers last night, and I had to fly out this morning at 9:40, and I was like, whatever, I'm just going to stay. You know, I'll see these guys probably a year from now because we were like a remote company. So like, I'll just stay out till two with them and I'll fucking deal with it tomorrow and whatever. So I went out and I had a blast. Great people. It was awesome to meet them in person and stuff. And then got home last night, fairly drunk, but like totally serviceable still. Remember plugging in my phone, double checking my alarm, set it all for like – I think 6:50 this morning, so I could get up, drive about an hour to the airport. And I woke up this morning to knocking on my door at 8:30 in the morning instead. And I rolled over and my phone was plugged in. It was the weirdest shit. And it was like off, but it wasn't all the way. It was off so much that the alarm did not go off, obviously. But like, I didn't like take me the full turn on. Like, I held the power button for a second and it turned on and it was like 75% battery. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I've never had that happen. So then I was like, shit, I'm supposed to board in like less than an hour and it's an hour drive to the airport. So I grabbed all my shit and like ran down and called an Uber, got there, made it through security in like 15 minutes, which is a miracle, and like sprinted all the way down. Of course, that was like the last gate. And I'm literally like sweat dripping down my hungover body, like sprinting to the gate. And I get to my gate and I see the plane's not there. And I was like, oh my God, I missed it. That sucks. And then I go to check my email, like pull up my ticket. And I got an email an hour earlier saying, your flight is delayed. And I was like, God damn it. I didn't have to fucking do all that to get here. So I finally, they like delayed it twice. And then they tried to put me on one tomorrow. And then the lady was like, I was flying United at the time. And she was like, yeah, like we can't get you on until tomorrow. I'm not really supposed to do this, but I'm just going to stick you on American. They have a flight right here. I was like, I bet. So she just tossed me on an American flight, which left like a couple hours later, thank God. But low sleep and a stressful day, but I am back home and beerless as of now. But
I was going to say, after all that, you better be drinking a beer.
Yeah, see, it was one of those like earlier in the day, the beer didn't sound too appetizing because of the night beforehand. But literally as I didn't think I wanted one, and then I went through that whole day. Now I'm like, yeah.
It's so to summarize, it's been a fucking day.
It's been a fucking day. It has.
That's been a fucking day, boys.
We should put it in our just slide it into the bracket.
Well, in honor of you both, I am currently drinking a Mask Landing. By the way, if you hear loud noise in the background, it's because it's nice and windy outside. I'm recording from the forests of Massachusetts.
Might as well like that, right?
You should have come here.
I am drinking a Mask Landing green to green rotating hop IPA. I hope that doesn't mean that they just like put different hops in it. Instead, it means that they rotate the hops as they brew the beer. I also think it's appropriate because it's the start of the U.S. Open today, and green to green sounds like a good golf beer.
Green to green would be fucking ideal.
Let's see. Tasteability. It's got a good, yeah, I would say kind of like a more of a pineapple flavor than like the more citrusy IPAs. More of like a deeply tropical flavor. It does not pass the Drew test. This is a hazy boy. Yeah, tasteability, it's 22. Drinkability.
Sean Thornton with the punch!
Drinkability. Oh, what do we got here? 7% alcohol. It tastes like more than that, to be honest. Yeah. That's good. It's drinkable. It's not too heavy. It's not too hoppy. Give it a 19.
Tyler Sagan. I've been meaning to like take clips of all of the Bruins players 1 through 37, so every time there's one.
Yeah, well, goddamn.
I guess I'll go next.
I have here. I just picked this up after I got my haircut. Literally, at Cam, it was the place that we went when I visited you before I moved to Portland. And we like met in person for the first time. It was like October-ish when I visited you, like 2 years ago or something.
Down on...
when you lived in your original place in Portland.
Yeah, what the fuck's that place called?
I should have known. I just walked in there. But it was literally that place in the haircut.
Bow Street Beverages?
Yep. But anyway, it's a Definitive Brewing Company beer. Behind the Light. It's a double IPA. I think it's 7.4 is what I read at the store. Yeah, 7.4. That's what sold me on this beer. I was like, okay, cool.
Jake depressed beer.
Tasteability. So it is like the name Behind the Light. It feels pretty light. But you definitely still get that hoppiness. You can taste that it's a double IPA. So tasteability, I'm going to go like a... Actually, second sip. The lightness kind of takes away from that feeling. So I'm going to go 22 on drinkability, keeping in mind it's a double IPA. And tasteability, you can taste it. We'll go a 36. I'm not going to play the Bergy right now. Not feeling it.
Not quite there. Nice.
All right. Well,
it's been a great episode, everyone.
I'm hoping none of these trees fall on me as it's getting windier.
That
would be great content, Chris. That would be amazing content.
Yeah, we'd probably go viral, to be fair. So
getting hit by trees for content.
G Money.
Yeah. So obviously, the two big points of order. One, Bruce Cassidy hired by the Vegas Golden Knights. And two, game one of the Stanley Cup final was last night as of this recording. Why don't we start on Bruce Cassidy? Drew, what's your thoughts on that hiring?
Butch. No, I mean, good for him after getting like fucked in Boston, basically. I think we all knew he was immediately going to find a team. I mean, the time frame of when he was going to sign, no one knew, but everyone was like, okay, he's like a top candidate for all these teams in need. I think Vegas is a good place. They have like a pretty exciting team, though. You know, they weren't like up to snuff this year. I think Cassidy is one of those coaches who can definitely elevate a team and get the best out of his players. I think in terms of the Bruins, he was blamed for the shortcoming, but like it, you know, the Bruins probably wouldn't have even made the playoffs without his leadership. Because they were pretty much on the cusp there. So he can make a team better. I think he's going to make Vegas better, and I'm rooting for him. I'm excited to see what he does. If Vegas faces Boston, obviously I'm rooting Boston, but otherwise, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything I had. Like, good coaches don't stay on the market long. Bad coaches usually don't stay on the market too long. So good coaches get scooped up quick, and I don't think there's any question that Bruce Cassidy is a good coach. So. I'll be rooting for him again too. I mean, I understand if he's a little salty with the Bruins, and you know, specifically Don Sweeney and Cam Neely for how the last week or two has gone. But you know, obviously, I think our podcast still supports Butch. He seems like a cool dude, and yeah, kind of like Drew elegantly said, got fucked by the Bruins. So yeah, we'll be rooting for him from afar, and I'm excited to see. You know, he had guys like David Pastrnak the last couple of years and stuff. I'm curious to see how he does with somebody like Jack Eichel under his wing now. So, especially with the Boston connection there, it'll be interesting. So, but yeah, happy for him.
He's talking about how the accountability will still be there. So, you know, I guess maybe when asked if he was going to change his ways after, I guess, ostensibly losing his job because of how he coaches, very defiantly just saying no. Just gonna still be coaching the same way. And I guess I appreciate that. Also, I guess coming out was a list of people who the Bruins are interviewing for their coaching job. I don't think any real surprises on that list, and I don't think it really provides any insight, so we'll probably cover that when we actually know who the head coach is.
Who do you guys just think out of your mind of coaches on the market, who would be your ideal?
I think
go ahead. I asked the question. I shouldn't just answer first.
No, I don't even know most of the guys on the list, so it's hard for me to be like,
yeah, me neither. But a conversation I was having, well, first of all, I don't know if they confirmed it, but there's a rumor that Trotz was offered $7 million a year to coach the Flyers, and he would have been the most highest paid head coach, and he declined. Now, that was something I saw like on Facebook from one of those weird hockey outlets, but usually like it's one that I trust to report actual news, not just rumors. But I haven't seen a check mark or, you know, something say it. So, but if that's true, fuck the Flyers. That's fucking hilarious. He didn't want to coach it so much.
I think they offered John Tortorella as well, and I'm not sure if he said no, but he obviously still hasn't signed on.
Honestly, I could see Tortorella trying to see if they're waiting out and seeing if the Bruins want him, just, you know, hometown.
I don't believe he was on the list.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I want him. I'm just saying maybe he's like, please.
Cam's been trying to talk for like 5 minutes.
No, I honestly am just trying to. I honestly have no fucking idea. Like, I feel like the Bruins, and maybe I just, it's like a low expectation, but like hiring, it's Joe Sacco. Is it Sacco or is it Sacco? I honestly don't know.
Sure.
Joe Sacco,
the assistant coach. But like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure he was running their power play this year. And like, I mean, not that that's like going to decide whether he gets the job, but he, you know, they were not great on the power play. And it's just kind of interesting. Like, I feel like they are the type of team that would hire from within, but also when you're firing your coach to save your ass, and then you're covering that up with, oh, we don't like how he coaches, and you hire his assistant coach, that, I don't know if that really makes sense. That's, I don't know if they care about that either, but the messaging there is weird for sure. So, and personally, I feel like if you're getting rid of Butch, we kind of talked about this last time, I'd like to see them go with something a little more different. So I don't know. I think like David Quinn would be an option. He's with the U.S. men's national team right now. I would be interested to see. I hope they interview Nate Lehman. I know he just signed recently with Providence. I think he signed a pretty fat deal with them for an extension. But I don't know. Again, just kind of a newer face to the NHL, to the organization, and, you know, still has kind of a little bit of a connection there. But I don't know. I have no idea who they're going to go with. I just hope it's not like coaching carousel bullshit, really. You know what I mean? I don't know how else to.
Yeah. So the one thing that I gleaned off Twitter, like, Elliot Friedman's someone that you can pretty much take what he says at face value. And he said it looks like the Bruins are trending for younger and fresher, which means like a weight off my mind that it's not going to be John Tortorella someone like, not that Barry Trotz would be like a bad hire, but it's more of the same kind of coach.
It feels like it would be like a, like when the Red Sox hired Bobby Valentine, like it would just be like a doom from the start. Like, why the fuck? And then like after that, they kind of got their head out of their ass and were like, oh, we went the wrong way. So I hope the Bruins can avoid that step, because they did last time when we got Cassidy to begin with. Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. And you know how much the Bruins love digging into college too, as far as players go. So I feel like they're going to be more ready to promote an NCAA coach, especially somebody with experience in New England, than they would for, or, you know, than other teams would necessarily be. So, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think I'll have like some thoughts right away, but it's always hard to like grade a coach before you actually see them coach.
Exactly.
So it's like,
I will base my opinion based on like the opinions of people who know better than me once the hire is made.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, we should just read tweets when they hire him from people we like trust and just read their takes, like quote for quote, word for word.
If it's somebody I've never heard of, I'm going to be all in on it.
Oh yeah.
As long as it's, as long as it's not popular plagiarism.
Sergei Fedorov.
Yeah.
That's the one retread that
I will still say Mark Recchi, but just a conversation with, in our little group chat, Boston sports group chat that we had with some family, was Barry Trotz, and just like how I feel like he is one of those coaches who needs like a contender and then can kind of take them there. The Bruins aren't that kind of team. I think he's like this team is already good kind of coach, not the situation the Bruins are in where they're in limbo. We're retooling is what they say. Does that mean they're going to go full rebuild? Does that mean they're going to stand pat and make some small additions like they keep fucking doing and it's not fucking working? He's not the kind of coach for that. So for the folks that want Barry Trotz, I'm not with you. But
also, do you really like you want guys Barry said, Trotz? Can't
grade him.
Like, by the way, Kat says she is outraged that you guys didn't invite her on the podcast again. We're on a pretty large streak of her not being invited on the podcast. And she said, it's so fucking rude. You can tell them I said that.
Tell her to read the last set of text messages that I had with her. Because I said, we don't have to fucking invite you anymore. Don't pull that shit. You know the fucking deal. If you want to come on the podcast, you come on the fucking podcast. Chris,
I'm not allowed to invite her on. So it's up to you.
I've told her it's open door policy. So it's not...
I was going to say, Chris, I think that's more of a you problem and you're blaming it true. On us, which you is fine.
It sure ain't a me problem.
it's fine to blame things on your friends to keep the person in your life happy sometimes. I've never been opposed.
Are you fessing
not
up
that
to
it's like
right
I constantly
like,
do
what the
that,
fuck is that.
But I've never been opposed to do that sometimes.
That sounds like
it hasn't really come up ever. The only thing is like I gotta go do the podcast, and Julie will be like, "Why right now?" I'll be like, "Cause Chris needed it to be late," or you know,
little white lies. It's all right.
Yeah, a little white lies. She doesn't listen.
Will hopefully not be obsolete by the time this podcast is recorded. But are you ready for
that's
the NBA life. Champs to be crowned?
Not today.
The finals action. Yeah, not today. We're not. Join the
not
finals
today,
action
Satan.
With DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Not today, Justin. New customers can make any $5 NBA bet and get $150 in free bets instantly. Looking to turn another small bet into a big payday during the NBA playoffs with a DraftKings same game parlay. You can do just that. This NBA season, a customer placed a $5 same game parlay and won more than $5,000. What do you know? Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, total threes made, total rebounds, and more. And boom, you have a shot at an even bigger payout. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TBPN. Make any $5 bet during the NBA Finals and get $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code TBPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Can we talk? Drew, you're muted, but...
very good job, Cam.
Thank you. I feel like I need to. I've seen way too much David Pastrnak trade talk on my timeline, and I am not somebody who, like, I understand sports is a business. Like, I understood the Mookie Betts thing. I didn't like it. I think the Red Sox were being cheap and stuff. I still don't understand it,
but that's okay.
I don't. But, like, I get their fake reasoning for it, and it's like it hurt, but it was like I could get over that. I think I would have a harder time getting over if David Pastrnak were to be traded than I did with Mookie Betts. And it was hard with Mookie. I do not want to put that as an easy thing. But
oh, Cam, I have some breaking news on Cam's most recent request for Kat to go check the most recent thing that was in their text group.
Oh, God.
Kat texted you a picture of Isabel with no teeth, truly on her peak hockey shit, and you said, keep her away from the other kids or she might knock one out.
Yeah.
Kat said worried she's going to knock out her best friend Chrissy's teeth so they can be twinsies, and you said we can only hope.
Ah, yeah. You know, that'd be funny, though.
Yeah, that means come on the podcast.
Right. It was before that.
That means open door policy. It's just in code, you know?
Fine.
We're not talking code.
David Pastrnak trade shit. So the thing about all that, so Fluto wrote an article for The Athletic that I didn't read because I don't subscribe. Shouts to The Athletic laying off a bunch of people. And then also said, like, this week saying no politics. Everyone unsubscribed from The Athletic. He wrote something about Pastrnak saying he was unhappy with Sweeney and Neely and how they managed, Krejci and Krug leaving town. And basically the implication there is that Pastrnak would not sign an extension under this regime. I believe the quote was no chance. So to me, that's a little bit of an inference there. I don't look at Pasta and look him being the guy going, no, I will never sign for these guys. Like, he's a pretty happy-go-lucky guy. I think that's agent talk. Trying to, you know, squeeze out a big extension, start off the talks really, really high. I don't know. But that's not something I would read too far into. As far as the front office wanting to do that, it would really just kind of, like, you'd have to get a lot back for that. And it would have to be, like, now stuff. Because if you trade Pastrnak, you're looking into, like, all right, are we going full rebuild? And if you go full rebuild, you got to trade Hall, you got to trade Martian, you got to basically tear it down to the studs. And that Hampus Lindholm deal suddenly looks absolutely awful. Maybe he wants out of town. So that's the cascading effect we're talking about, and I think that's why everyone's panicking about it. I would say just hold your fucking horses on it for a while. It's not imminent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think in terms of if they're going full rebuild, Pastrnak's the kind of guy you want to build around. You want to build around Pastrnak and McAvoy and Swayman. That's your three guys who, if you're management, you could have your will, then those are the three guys you have as lifelong Bruins. You know, those are guys you're building around. So if that happens and they go full rebuild, that fucking blows to not have that Pastrnak there. But just going back to Cam, you were talking about Mookie Betts. I think we had a listener question. When Mookie Betts was traded, what would be the Bruins equivalent? And we said Pastrnak would be like that kind of guy. And it perfectly lines up still, and that would fucking suck. And like you said, Cam, that Mookie Betts thing, it doesn't feel as like big as Pastrnak leaving. And I just think that's because we're big Bruins fans and not as
I disagree. Sure.
Really?
Mookie Betts is my favorite baseball player of all time.
Yeah, I'm definitely like as big on the Sox as I am on the Bees. Like,
okay, well, I'm not, but I'm a lifelong Sox
fan. I think it's more for me, like, I feel like Mookie. No, I don't know how to say. I don't want to make it sound like he doesn't have character, because he's one of the more character focused athletes I think out there, especially in baseball right now. He's not a fucking, you know, Connor McDavid where he's like the guy, he's just really good and has no personality. Like, he has a lot of personality, but Pasternak is just like so overflowing with joy, like even when he's playing. So what are you?
I was just going to say 50 minutes ago, I got the notification Tortorella to Philly.
All right. Well, X out all the shit that I said about him not actually signing.
We got to keep it in.
That is an absolute. There you go. Flyers, I'm not saying. I'm not saying cut it. I'm just saying for the listener, just forget that I said it. That is an absolutely hilarious hiring. That is the ideal move from going from Laviolette to Alain Vigneault straight to Tortorella. Just like. That is exactly what I don't want the Bruins to do, is to go just keep cycling through these just absolute asshole head coaches just to get a slightly different voice in the room. Really excited to see what happens to that team. That's just awful stuff.
Yeah. Alrighty. anything else before we dip our toe into this little tournament we got going on?
I would say let's talk about the Stanley Cup Final Game 1.
That's right. We never
once
touched
again,
the
final. Once again, Drew two episodes in a row forgetting
the Stanley Cup Finals. I thought that was going to be before the ad read, so I just had in my mind we already did it, but we did not. Let's definitely talk about that. Good for the Avs. I'm rooting for them. So I'll start that. I caught some of the game. I watched like the 10 to 15 minute extended highlight reel that I think it was like Sportsnet or something. It pretty back and forth game in terms of, you think at the beginning, the Avs are starting to run away a little bit and then Tampa comes back. They're the kind of team that can do that. That's what makes them so fucking dangerous, is they're never out of a game.
It was really one back and one fourth.
Oh, was it really? Why did I think it was like 2-0 Avs at the beginning? Was it not?
It was. The Avs scored two goals in like the first several minutes of the game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And they were up 3-1 going into the second, I think. And then the Avs didn't score again until the fourth period.
Until the sixth inning, bottom of the sixth.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to see them pull that out in OT, though. Like, I'm rooting for them 100%. Yep. Any Avs win, fucking sweep. Like, let's go. I don't care. I don't know what my prediction is, but I just hope the Avs sweep. Like, that's ideal.
Yeah, good to see Darcy Kemper back, and, you know, he played pretty well. It's tough watching Nick Paul play really well for the Lightning, knowing that he was on the Bruins radar. And that's like another guy who, like, once again, just another player that the Bruins could have acquired, that the eventual Stanley Cup champion maybe is employing.
Well, the only thing is, you can't trust a man with two first names. So I'm fine with them passing.
Yeah, and I also really don't like the Paul brothers, so it's tough to see their third
brother.
They're
both named Paul.
It's like, we watched Shoresy.
Not yet.
I've watched like the first like two and a half.
I think you see the clip, the three guys named Jim.
No.
Nope. Well, you'll get there. It was, they put it as like one of the
I did. So yeah, they all. Yeah,
like,
I did see that.
How about this? You're Jim Bob or whatever. Like, they're all trying to figure out. Yeah,
and same they're name. All like, no, I'm Jim.
No, more Jim. Like, okay. I don't know. Any other? What else? What else is going on?
Well, do you have any takes on the game one? Did you?
Oh, your beans? I was watching it, but was like watching it sort of. I was like still at a bar,
like with, drinking like, and watching. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like we had like a huge table and like. And we were kind of actually, one of the girls is from Denver, so she was kind of keeping an eye on it too. It's like a bunch of us were watching, and like, you know, but we were also, I was playing shuffleboard and apples.
Were you in a nursing home?
No, it was like, it was
bar shuffleboard.
Yeah, like on the tables and shit.
Okay.
So I watched the first period with my dad, then watched Fast and Furious 6 with my mom for the second period, and then watched the third period in overtime with my mom.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I kind of missed the OT goal. I was playing shuffleboard, and somebody's just like, yo, Cam! And I was like, oh, shit!
Yeah, I changed the channel right after it it happened. I missed, because it happened like pretty soon after the intermission, right?
Yeah.
So.
I believe so, at least.
I was busy watching more Fast and Furious 6.
There you go.
Alrighty, now a word from our sponsors. I'm gonna say beer keg.
Okay.
Sometime I do want to like go in and do a fake ad like they do in SNL, and we just come up with this like fucking stupid product.
Didn't we? I think we did that a couple times, but it's been a while. I think it was season one still, the early days. So,
Speaking of the early days, are we ready to move on to this?
Yeah, let's do it.
So for those who don't know what's going on, we have a episode title tournament. We're coming up on 200 episodes. We're going to be recording that Monday. That'll be out Tuesday, unless we have a... There's a 50% chance it'll come out Tuesday. We're
really it'll go out Tuesday unless it doesn't.
And there's an 80% chance it won't be tweeted out. So we're having an episode
title. It'll be like our board game tournament.
Yeah, exactly.
We made it to like the semifinals and then quit.
But no, this will keep going. We got 32 episode titles that the three of us nominated as some of our funniest, some of our best. And we just completed round one. So let's narrow down the teams to 16. There's four conferences. There's the original 50, which is our first 50 episodes. The THPN expansion era, which is episode 51 to 100. Post-Krejci era is episode 151 to whatever the fuck. 101 to 150. And the post-Tuca is the rest of them.
Yeah, it irked me to no end that you tweeted them out of order.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
I think the post-Krejci was before, like, earlier. At least in the order that I saw it after the...
Oh, that it was tweeted?
The main tweet, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think, honestly, I think... No. On mine, it's in order, but I think... like when you like immediately pull it up, Twitter's like, which one's the most liked, which one's the most votes and stuff like that. So maybe that was it. Algorithm. I don't know. Anyway, this one's going to be better because I'm going to tweet them all in one thread. But in the original 50, we had seed number one, player training operative, and the eighth seed, Cracking Brews, pulled off the upset with 69.2% nice of the vote. What do you guys think about that one? Did you guys vote in this? What was your vote?
I did. Hold on. Let me.
I think I voted like three quarters of it.
Hey, what the hell, man?
I think that's what most people honestly did. Like, I made it very hard to navigate. There were 16 polls plus.
Made it absolutely impossible to navigate how to.
Oh, I know.
And Drew botched one of them, which I felt took away from the integrity of it. So it was.
No,
so
but don't worry. The botch didn't win.
So I feel like a lot of people. Tweeted with the guests, so I voted for player training operative, but that's kind of inside. You have to remember that if Drew's misreading of the PTO acronym, but also yeah, I appreciate that Chanel was once on our podcast and it actually made it to air.
He's been on two of the five or six or seven,
and the Kraken Brews. Title was a pretty good one.
Cam, any thoughts on that battle?
Are we really gonna give thoughts on each one?
Seed two. This is season one, episode 30. Dusky Sunset and the Boys. They defeat Drunks and Dinos, which was the seventh seed, and that was episode 14, which is like gives you an indication of how quickly, like from when we started this podcast, they went quarantine, literally 14 episodes in.
We're talking about Korean baseball in episode 14.
That's a great way to launch a fucking podcast.
Yeah, Dusky Sunset and the Boys is an all-time name. Drunks and Dinos makes me nostalgic for those times, but definitely Dusky Sunset and the Boys is a better name.
Yeah.
Nostalgic for the mid-pandemic and watching NC Dinos baseball at 3. Yeah. No, Dusty Sunset and the Boys is my personal favorite. It's what I will be rooting for and voting for. But, you know, don't let that sway it too much.
It smells like shit in this room, and I'm hoping the cat shit in this room and he chat in his litter box. Anyway, we'll get to that later. That's breaking news. Seed number 3 in the original 50, Daddy Chara, lost to seed 6, Mr. Bruce Guy.
That was a tight one. I voted for Daddy Chara on that one. I think just like, I don't know, the best vibes, but also I think I came up with the title Mr. Bruce Guy, so.
Yeah, and shouts to fucking ELO there. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I think that was the like song we sang at the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, the last of the original 50. 4th seed, Pasta and Lasagne. Yeah. And versus the 5 seed Cammered, and sorry Cam, but Pasta and Lasagne won that one. 69.
I voted for that one. What do you mean?
69.2%. 69.2%. Let's go. Nice.
This was a tough one for me. I voted for Pasta and Lasagne as well, but Cammered is the episode that Cam got absolutely trashed, and we called it Cammered.
I'm trying to remember that, and I can't, which sounds about right.
That's appropriate. Next, we have in the THPN expansion era, episodes 51 to 100, first seed, Chili's and Millie's, Field of Ferns, absolute blowout against the 8th seed, Shootout with Your Bruise Out, which I will say was a pretty good title, but I think, you know, when we got the dedicated listeners voting,
this one surprised me a little bit in that Chili's and Millie's Field of Ferns is a very like inside episode. Like you got to know what that's about. Like drinking Miller Lights at Chili's and then Field of Ferns. That's some inside stuff there. And I think Shootout with Your Bruise Out is just like a pretty clever name. I really thought that was going to win. And it really made me feel good to see the OG B&B fans come out and, you know, really, really put their stamp on that one.
Yeah, that was an 83.3%. Win.
Retweet.
Next in the THPN expansion era, we got 2 seed hashtag Bruins Chuck Norris versus the 7th seed Face Lickers, and once again it was a blowout. Bruins Chuck Norris won that one. Though Face Lickers, I love Face Lickers.
Another surprise for me, because I think Face Lickers is one of the best titles we've had. But also we got the OG listeners come out and once again putting their stamp on it. It was
Patrick Laverty
original.
Yeah, Pat Laverty, that's his prediction to go all the way. We'll see, Pat.
17 votes on that one, so I know he was out
voting twice for
it. It really makes no sense to me that like it's buried in the it's buried in the, like you have to expand 3 times to get there. It's the second one in that thread, and the one before it has 12 votes and this one has 17 votes.
People are like, I don't care about
it. No retweets and no likes, so it's not like showing up on extra timelines. It's just people are going in to vote for this one specifically.
Well, you know, I think it was all the absentee ballots. You can't trust those. Anyway, seed three, Big Fudge in the Fulcrum versus Blood, Sweat, and Beers. And Big Fudge in the Fulcrum went out. So once again, it's kind of that inside joke. I really thought Blood, Sweat, and Beers was going to win.
Same. I appreciate it. I think people are showing out.
Mm-hmm. Next we got 4th seed Cool Man, like Carson Coolman, and then Gordy Mal Hattrick. And Gordy Mal Hattrick, obviously, that's Mallory Soliotis from the Boston Pride, who we've had on a couple times for some fucking reason. She came back.
Yeah, she keeps coming back.
I'm not gonna argue. And
she retweeted it, and it, we got, I think this was the one that got the most votes out of any of them.
Yeah, it did. And Gordy's her cat, and we added in hat trick because come on, Gordy
kinda now sounds like Gordy have hat trick. Yeah,
there are commas there though. That's important. The punctuation: Gordy comma Mal comma hat trick.
Very clever. I think that was a Drew original.
Maybe. I don't know. We're all pretty collaborative on these title ideas. Well, usually there's one that's just obvious, and then sometimes it's like we bounce ideas around in one.
I think giving some background on how we do this, usually like Drew just asks like, hey, any title ideas, or like whoever's posting, I guess Cam also asks if he's posting like any title ideas, and then the other two will just throw out a bunch and we'll kind of democratically decide amongst those.
Sometimes I'll have one like in mind, but usually I'm just like, fucking no. Like,
there's been a lot that we've been like, should we do this, or is this like not appropriate?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Sometimes
of, like,
we still went with it.
Yeah, there are a couple probably potential like title winners. Well, that like
one of them's like, coming up.
Yeah. Oh no, I meant that just barely got cut. But yeah, there. I'm
Hell
sure
yeah.
You know, one could have been. But we'll bleep that out.
God damn it.
Well, we're going to keep leaving it a secret.
You are not editing, so I might 15, forget that. So
I'm editing.
All right. Just making sure.
And we'll do. I almost read out what I was typing in the asterisk, the thing that I'm cutting out. That would have been two bleeps. Anyway. In the post-Krejci era, episodes 101 to 150, number one seed Crafty Brews and Jaffy 2 defeated Oatmeal and Saskatoon.
Yeah, so see on mine, this is where it's out of order. I've got post-Tuco era up next.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, sucks for you. and this is the one I fucked up and put Drew's dirty secret, but I think we put in that I put in that Jaffy was on that episode.
He did not reply, and I assume he didn't vote.
But I would love if he voted. It's also, of course, the one that I fucked up is, of course, the one that we tweeted Jaffy. It's the fucking one. I did literally 16 of these. It's the
what if he,
one.
Started
that
campaigning on it. Like he like really was pushing for votes. That'd be great.
He hit up Dale Arnold and was like, hey, can you come over here? seed number two, I've had four scotches. And that is a quote from Court Lalone from the episode that he was on. And then
it was also the cold open.
Yeah. And then that defeated seed seven, our big beefy boy up north. But it was close. It was 58.3% to 41.7%. So. And that also got a retweet. Who they? Oh, Court
that
retweeted
Court.
That. So again, he was campaigning. I got you. We're gonna stop. We're gonna stop adding. That's gonna sway the votes. Seat number three, Tuca News. He wants the brews versus shower beers and ass tattoos. And I'm pretty sure Julia, she voted like last minute. I'm pretty sure she was the one who put this over the top.
I voted for Tuca News. He wants the brews because one, that's a hilarious reference to Tuca signing with Bud Light or whatever. But yeah, I guess I agree that a Bud Light title shouldn't win.
Just by definition.
Also, I like how that matchup rhymes. Same with the Crafty Brews and Jaffy 2 and Oatmeal and Saskatoon. All the seeding was random. But anyway, final one in that conference is Hardwood Heroes, the number four, versus Derek Forsbrand, Fobot, number five. And I'm not surprised this win, whether it's dedicated listeners or not, but Hardwood Heroes will forever, in my heart, like the best basketball-related line I've dropped on this podcast.
I voted for that one as well. That's a deep inside reference, and I think this is one where I wasn't surprised it didn't win out, because I think I think our Fours brand is strong.
I agree. Last but certainly not least, the post-Tuca era. That's episodes 151 to
198. We had some fire in the last 50 episodes.
We have. So first up was number one seed, Ride the Erection Line, excuse me.
Shouts to the election line.
I believe that was Lauren Campbell who was on that episode.
Yep.
And then seed number eight, Drew's Dirty Secret. That got crushed, thank God. I hate that episode for the remainder of my life.
I wasn't on that episode, so.
Almost 82% on that. So that was...
Yeah, some of the biggest blowouts were in this bracket.
Yeah. Let's see here. Next up, seed number two, Danton High Noon. No surprise there. Absolute blowout. 87.5% over Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Look.
Which was an episode I wasn't on.
Look, Grizzly Adams did have a beard. Excellent cameo by Lee Trevino. I think the reason why that title lost is because Lee Trevino later disavowed Happy Gilmore because of the bad language. I think bad move by him, and that's why Danton High Noon prevailed.
Awful move by him. Deserves Danton High Noon to win just on that.
Yep.
Next, we have this very personal battle, Cam. Seed number three, only Cams versus seed number six, Drews and Druids. Cam won, again, by I think one vote, which again... was Julia, who didn't vote for me, which is great.
I truly think Only Cams has a chance to win.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Drews and Druids is a great title and a great episode.
It's a niche.
I think Only Cams has a real chance to win, which is funny because it was the closest vote of any of the ones in this quadrant.
And last but not least, Stanley Fuck Contenders versus the Longest Chug. This was the biggest win of any of them. 90.9% on Stanley Fuck Contenders.
Really showing us that we probably should have chosen a different different episode title other than the Longest Chug.
Just thrown in there. It was just thrown in there. Anyway, I will read just so people know what they could vote on next if they want. You can vote on Twitter. I might also talk. No, that's a lot for Instagram. Actually, yeah. It's only eight. I could toss it on Instagram. At Brews and Bruins on both Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, you can vote twice if you want. But so first up, in the original 50 conference, second round, it is the two seed, Dusky Sunset and the Boys versus Kraken Brews. And then also it is the fourth seed, Pasta and Lasagna, versus the sixth seed, Mr. Bruce Guy. And then in the THPN expansion era conference, Chili's and Millie's Field of Ferns versus Gordy Mal Hattrick. That one's going to be a little tough.
It's going to be a dust,
especially for the big Pride fans out there voting. And then we got the two seed hashtag Bruins Chuck Norris versus the three seed Big Fudge and the Fulcrum. that's going to come down to who you like better. Do you like Charlie McAvoy or do you like Nick Ritchie and Brandon Carlo together? Who's better? Who would be the better player? Clearly Charlie McAvoy.
To combine all the talents of Nick Ritchie and Brandon Carlo.
Next in the post Krejci conference, we got the first seed, Crafty Brews and Drafty. Crafty Brews and Jaffy too. We could have named it Drafty too.
Drafty Brews and Jaffy too.
Versus the number six seed, Shower Beers and Ass Tattoos. And then we have the second seed, I've Had Four Scotches, versus the fifth seed, Derek Forsbrand, Forbert Fobot. And then last but not least, we have the post-Tuca era. This one's great. This is like the ideal bracket. First seed versus fourth seed. We got Ride the Erection Line versus Stanley Fuck Contenders. And then two seed versus three seed. Danton High Noon versus Only Cams.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that'll be out. Like, I'll post that with the episode tomorrow. So whenever you find this on Twitter, go for it. At the same time, I'll also put it on Instagram on our story. So go for it. We'll have 24 hours for the second round here, I think, because I want to give ample time for the Final Four and championship. So, yeah, get out and vote. It's very important to vote. More so in our podcast than for your local politicians.
Let this be a primer. Not to be confused with a primary.
The primaries just happened the other day, June 14th.
Yeah, just make sure you go back and vote in your primary elections.
Yeah, go rewind real quick. Shouts to Pat Laverty. Hope you enjoyed your run. It must have been a long one this time.
Shouts to Patrick Laverty also. The name he continues to mention is the one he prefers to go by.
Oh, Patrick? But isn't his thing Pat on Twitter?
I'm pretty sure it's Patrick.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well,
I literally asked him while we were on an episode if he prefers Pat or Patrick. He said, I prefer Patrick, but you can call me Pat. I don't care. So go ahead. Keep calling him Pat.
Goodbye.